And we're going to move right on. Dr. Tanabe is going to talk on adjuvant immunotherapy and targeted therapies for patients with melanoma.
Okay, so you had to have just crawled out from under a rock not to recognize that immunotherapy is dominating headlines from lay press to scientific awards, the Nobel Prize awarded to James Allison and Tetsuko Honjo for their work in immunotherapy. This is like the one-slide primer course from a non-immunologist where there are co-stimulatory molecules that shut down effects of effector T cells to modulate the immune effect, and this leads to protection of tumor cells from immunotherapy. So very simply put, if you can remember that, you know, BAD is CTLA-4, PD-1, PD-L1, and there's some other co-stimulatory molecules that have been identified, and good are antibodies that block these things. So as I'd mentioned, there's been just a whole rash of wonderfully positive studies and therefore published in great journals like the New England Journal of Medicine. So in this study, use of ipilimumab as adjuvant compared to placebo demonstrated a survival advantage that was significant for patients with stage 3A melanoma, and the N1A patients have to have disease or deposits measuring at least 1 millimeter. But you needn't remember this because we no longer use ipilimumab in the adjuvant setting. It's nivolumab, because in this particular study, nivolumab compared to ipilimumab, nivolumab had improved survival compared to ipilimumab. 3A, melanoma 3A, was not included in this study, 3B, 3C, or resected stage 4. Important to point out, this is all 7th edition AJCC, not 8th edition. And the difference in survival persisted, whether it was PD-L1 positive patients or PD-L1 negative patients, no difference. And then reported recently at AACR, pembrolizumab, which is a PD-L1 inhibitor, same benefit you can see here, and actually similarly, whether it's a PD-L1 positive or PD-L1 negative patients, same benefit. Here is a forest plot showing basically the benefit accrued to all, just about every subgroup that you looked at, whether it was thick, thin, ulcerated, non-ulcerated. So Nivo and Pembro are relatively equivalent in their efficacy. As I'd mentioned, BRAF and MEK inhibition is used for BRAF mutant melanoma. We use them together because it's greater efficacy together, and interestingly, that's less toxicity when you use them together. And this is the survival curves for advanced disease as published by Keith Flaherty. And therefore, it was moved to the adjuvant setting. And when one looks at adjuvant dabrafenib plus trametinib in stage 3 BRAF mutant melanoma, these are the survival curves showing statistical significance for the inhibitors. Again, stage 3A disease was included. The complicating feature, though, is that, so on the 11th is AJCC7, and on the right is AJCC8. And so, for example, the green boxes are what used to be stage 3A as defined by AJCC7. And you can see that, just glance, you can see that alignment of the green boxes is different on the left than it is on the right. 3B is the yellow boxes, and you can see the alignment on the left is different than the alignment on the right. So these clinical trials that I just showed you all use AJCC 7th edition staging, and it's changed in AJCC 8th edition. So this adds a complicating feature. As mentioned, though, we've moved to neoadjuvant therapy, and so the COMBI-NEO trial that was conducted by Jen Wargo at MD Anderson took patients with stage 3B BRAF V600 mutated melanoma and randomized them to either standard of care considered to be surgery plus or minus adjuvant therapy or neoadjuvant dabrafenib and trametinib. And if there was no progression at 8 weeks, they'd have their operation followed by another 44 weeks of therapy. The primary endpoints were relapse-free survival and the primary and secondary endpoints that you can see below here. 21 patients, 7 randomized to control. Relatively short median follow-up. It is important to note that in arm 1, 6 of 7 patients chose no further adjuvant therapy. In the dabrafenib-trametinib arm here, you can see, not surprisingly, these are BRAF mutant melanoma patients. In the waterfall plot, a vast majority of them had a RECIST response. And pathologically, when they went on to surgery and the nodes were removed, you can see that many patients had a pathologic CR, even some who still had, you know, palpable disease remaining ended up being pathologic CRs. The survival curves are shown here. Excuse me, the distant metastasis-free survival is shown here for the dabrafenib-trametinib neoadjuvant therapy compared to standard of care. Again, I have to point out, though, that this is probably exaggerated because 6 out of 7 patients here chose no adjuvant therapy. And as I've shown you, if you give in the randomized trial of dabrafenib and trametinib given post-op, the survival curves separate very early on. There's a very significant impact to giving adjuvant therapy. So these patients here probably did significantly worse because, not because it wasn't given neoadjuvantly, but simply because they chose no adjuvant therapy. Nonetheless, it is very impressive results, and on the basis of that targeted therapy, there are several neoadjuvant immunotherapy studies. This one is nivolumab and versus nivolumab and ipilimumab, and I can show you that of these 20 patients, 10 randomized to neoadjuvant therapy, there were 8 responders, and none of them have relapsed. T-VEC is also being used for neoadjuvant therapy, which is a herpes virus. HF10 is a herpes virus being combined with nivolumab, and this is a complex study including dabrafenib, trametinib, and pembrolizumab, with various sequencing that is being looked at right now. Important to point out, these patients do have side effects. The one that as surgeons we have to be acutely aware of is colitis. The timing of these side effects differs, the different side effects have a different onset, 12% in the setting of ipilimumab and nivolumab. Last point is a case example here of a patient who relapsed after a dissection with disease in the pelvis there, an older gentleman, 86 years old. And, you know, in past, we would have taken this patient straight to the operating room, even though it's a technically challenging operation. But this patient goes on to neoadjuvant immunotherapy rather than resection in hopes of downstaging to make the resection easier. So in summary, there's several effective options available for adjuvant therapy for stage 3 melanoma, including immunotherapy and molecularly targeted therapy. These effective adjuvant therapies provide rationale for sentinel node biopsy to identify populations that might benefit. The complexity of these regimens, and it definitely requires careful handoff and integration with medical oncology, and the neoadjuvant regimens are gaining much traction. Thank you very much.